What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Gil from Covington is. Gil, are you there?
I am. What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I hope you're even better when you beat Steve, because if you do, we're going to send you a Valentine from us all. And I know, Gil, you really want that, don't you?
Nothing more than that. I play every morning, and I am like almost 100%. So, you know.
Whoa.
Well, if you crush it today.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
I was going to say, because you're going to be so lucky to get a card and a box of candy from the dollar store. It's no.
Yes.
That screams love to me, okay?
No budget is too high for KISW.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
I love it.
For those playing at home, Gil has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What band had the 90s hit song Black Hole Sun?
Soundgarden.
Correct. What hormone released during exercise is often referred to as the feel-good hormone?
Pass.
What popular TV sitcom popularized the concept of celebrating Galentine's Day?
Hallmark?
No.
Pass. I don't know.
What Indian spice is well known for its anti-inflammatory properties?
Curry.
No.
Turmeric.
Correct. In which country can you find the most fresh water resources?
The U.S.
No.
Mexico.
No.
Canada.
No. What 2013 sci-fi movie starred Sandra Bullock and George Clooney?
Jesus. Pass.
Gil, you dropped a deuce.
Oh, no.
Gil, don't worry. The first time I ever played Beat Migs, I also dropped a deuce. And then on my birthday this year, I beat him. So there's hope.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Sandra, okay. I don't know.
Don't say anything yet. Gil, do you usually do better when you're not on the phone?
Yeah, I actually do.
I hear that happens a lot.
I'm going to call in because I always crush this thing, but this is tough.
It is. The pressure is on when the timer and the radio and Steve.
Let's go.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What band had the 90s hit song Black Hole Sun?
Oh, they better go into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at Soundgarden.
Correct. What hormone released during exercise is often referred to as the feel-good hormone?
Oh, is that Serotonin?
No.
Pheromones?
No.
Pheromones?
No. What popular TV sitcom popularized the concept of celebrating Galentine's Day?
What popular what?
TV sitcom.
I'm going to say Big Bang Theory.
No.
Friends.
No.
Seinfeld.
No. What Indian spice is well known for its anti-inflammatory properties?
That's turmeric.
Yes. In which country can you find the most freshwater resources?
The United States of America.
No.
Oh, Mexico.
No.
Canada.
No. Wow. What 2013 sci-fi movie starred Sandra Bullock and George Clooney?
Is that Gravity?
Yes.
I like that movie. What, it was boring.
What bone is commonly referred to as the collarbone? It was so boring.
The clavicle.
Correct.
I mean, they didn't really do much, but it was still fascinating.
They didn't do anything.
I saw it on IMAX.
What state produces most of America's red roses?
Which state?
Mm-hmm.
Washington.
No.
Texas?
No. Oh.
Alaska?
No. Steve? Wow, that was a struggle. But you got 4 correct, which is a win, 4-2. Sorry, Gil.
Man.
Oh, man.
Good
it's
day.
Okay. You'll get them next time.
Yep.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
You both didn't know the hormone released during exercise is often referred to as the feel-good hormone.
Endorphins?
It's endorphins.
Oh, now when you say it, it makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
The popular TV sitcom popularized the concept of celebrating Galentine's Day, which is indeed today, is...
Don't know.
Parks and Rec.
Oh.
Does anyone know the country where you can find the most fresh water resources?
Well, clearly I don't.
No, and you and Gil both guessed the exact same thing.
In the same order.
Yes.
No.
Way.
I know.
Gil.
It's Brazil.
Hmm.
And you did get the 2013 sci-fi movie, that's Gravity, which, like we said, is not that great.
It's a letdown.
It's interesting. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Oh, and you guys are really selling it.
You should watch it.
You should not watch it at all. But the one that I forgot the state produces the most America's red roses is California.
Mm. I should have just guessed that.
Right. Well, you still beat Gil, so congrats.
Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We have found a bunch of recent stories in the news that will prove that relationships are not always what they are cracked up to be, Steve.
We have a way for people who are single and maybe like, it's a bummer. We've got stories that are going to make you feel better about that.
For sure. We're going to put you to the test, though, but we need for you to call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the week, we are here for the single listeners, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Many people have hopes and dreams and aspirations of being in a relationship, but we're here to remind you that love hurts. And what do we mean by that? Well, we have found some recent stories in the news that prove that relationships are just not always what they are cracked up to be. Miggs, I know you uncovered some of these delightful stories, and you want to put a couple of rockaholics to the test.
Absolutely.
So we have Henry from Redmond and Lisa from Granite Falls on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this is very simple. I'm going to share a recent story of why, well, it's not a bad thing to be single as opposed to being in a relationship like one of these, because I'm going to read a not-so-romantic story, and you're going to have to guess whether or not it actually happened. So we're going to... Let's start off with Lisa first, okay, Lisa?
All right.
All right, so this story, after his wife left him, a man by the name of Kevin discovered that she had left behind her wedding dress, and she left parting words to do, quote, whatever the F you want with it. So he embarked on a mission to find 101 different uses for that dress. Did it happen?
Wow. Yes.
You are correct. So some of the stuff that he did, he made a coffee table cover, a Halloween costume. He even made a yoga mat. He turned his symbol of love lost into a source of humor and personal empowerment.
Oh, that's fun.
All right, next one. Henry, we're going to go with you.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. In a bizarre turn of events, a man by the name of David hired two twins. They are social media influencers by the name of Chris and Patrick Voros, known as the Da Vinci twins, to inform his wife, Victoria, of his desire to get a divorce. Did it happen?
I'm going to go with true.
You are correct.
Ouch!
The twins delivered the message through a cameo and I actually found it.
No.
And the funny part is, Kevin knows them too. They're based in Vancouver. They, in addition to being social media influencers, quote unquote, and known for this DaVinci video, they're also wrestlers.
Oh my.
And so I've actually teamed up with them and done stuff with them. They're good dudes. They're out there, but they're good dudes. And here is the audio of them telling this woman that her husband wants a divorce.
Someone ordered a cameo from us and said they want to get a divorce. What's up, Victoria? We just want to say that David loved you so much, but he doesn't love you anymore, and he wants to get a divorce.
I love the giggle at the end.
Could you imagine getting that video?
Oh my God, I'd be infuriated. That's humiliating.
All right, let's head it over to Lisa. This story, after getting dumped, a New Jersey man named Jared sent out fake wedding invitations using his ex's name and address. The invitations promised an extravagant open bar and lobster dinner, leading dozens of people to show up at the venue demanding entry. Did it happen?
No.
You are correct. That did not happen.
Wow.
All right, let's move on over to Henry. Henry, well, I don't know if you love animals, but this one, not every love story involves humans. Sometimes they involve pets. There was a pet cockatiel. Is it a cockatiel?
Cockatiel, yeah.
Okay, I don't know this. Named Romeo, and escaped from his home in Queens, New York, leaving behind his partner, Sunshine. Did it happen?
Oh, I hope not.
Sadly, you're wrong. It did happen. Sunshine became despondent after Romeo's departure, showcasing that heartbreak isn't exclusive to humans.
That is brutal. Oh, no. Nice work, though, Lisa.
Thank you, Matt.
Also, well done, Henry, and may you have a very happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Divorce.
Oh, my God.
It's that laugh.
The DaVinci brothers. I'm trying to picture what they even look like.
They're two twins with like these moppy blonde, like shaved head, except for on top of their head. They almost look like puppets.
Oh,
let me find them. Yeah.
They're weird looking.
They look like cartoon characters.
You saw them before because you said they look like me with hair.
Oh, yeah. They do. Oh, I hate that.
Why do you hate that?
Oh, God, just picturing you with, like, hair like that, and then you could be a triplet of them is so frightening.
We were once in a six-man tag in Everett. The three of us were on the same team, the DaVinci brothers, and I almost wanted to find a blonde thing and be like their uncle.
Oh,
like
you
Uncle DaVinci. Uncle DaVinci would have been fantastic.
Or terrifying.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
You should have done that, though.
Happy Valentine's Day. We know that you are a massive fan of music, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you're going to win tickets to see Apocalyptica performing Metallica with special guest Nita Strauss. And that show's happening at the Moore Theater on February 25th. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. We have Justin from Ferndale on the phone, and Justin is looking for our advice, given that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Justin, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. And Taryn, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Not a problem. That actually brings up, it's going to be my wife's 10-year anniversary this year. And in the past, I haven't always been the best at predicting what to do for Valentine's Day. And this year, like, I've been sick, kids have been sick. So we're like, let's just, like, not do much.
Mm-hmm.
Is this I should do a little bit more? Or, like, is flowers still cool?
So did she say, hey, don't worry about doing anything, just flowers?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
See, I disagree.
I'm kidding. It's not.
It's a trap.
I told Brad the same thing for Valentine's Day. Like, let's just get each other cards. I don't want to do a big thing. Let's just make dinner at home and chill and watch some TV shows, whatever. It is not a trap for me, but I would be stoked if you brought home flowers, Justin, so definitely do that.
So funny enough, that conversation that I heard from said Brad is the reason why I second-guessed myself.
Oh, boy. You know what? You can't go wrong with flowers and, like, either just take out or go to a restaurant. Maybe not tonight, but, like, or tomorrow night. But, like, just something that shows, like, hey, I care. Let's spend some time, quality time together.
You know, that is awesome advice. Because, you know, she works at the hospital. And so, like, especially on, like, Fridays, like, she leaves at 7 and, like, then it's me and the kids. So it's, like, you know, I'm trying to figure out if I can, like, go to the store real quick, like, find something that I know how to make, and then, like, when she wakes up before she has to go to work, have, like, dinner fully prepped out for her.
Just get takeout. Don't even put the effort into cooking yourself.
Maybe get a babysitter or something, though. Maybe she wants quality time with her man and, like, you know, doesn't want to deal with the kids. So maybe put the kids somewhere else.
Or just leave them outside for a few hours.
Yeah, that's fine. Easy.
Put them out with the dogs. That's what we do.
Give them a dish of water and food. They'll be good.
Okay, so actually, can I ask a follow-up question of you guys on this? Because today is my anniversary.
Yes.
And so I went to the Hallmark store yesterday and I got a card and all that good stuff, but I didn't fill the card out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up this morning and Brad already had a card out for me that had my name on it. And I'm like, crap, I didn't do the card yet. Am I in the doghouse because I didn't write the card yet? I didn't even open the one that he gave. Is it okay?
As long as you get it there before tonight. Honestly, there's been times when my wife's like, I totally forgot to get you an anniversary card. I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't care. That's fine. You just saved us $6. Oh, these cards are expensive these days.
They're ridiculous. I don't even want to say how much I spent at the stupid home.
But I'm thinking about actually swinging by, like, there's like a little outdoor, like, little one of those tents with, like, flowers, like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, like, right by Bigfoot Java and Puyallup. So I think I'm going to swing by there today to avoid the chaos and just keep it in the garage. I think you can keep the flowers overnight. It's going to be fine, right?
You're not keeping them in a hot car. It's freezing outside.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Get the car. Get all that taken care of today. That way, when she goes to bed, I can set it all up. That way, when she wakes up in the morning.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Boom, it's right there.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you. But, yes, it's a trap.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK.
So, Mr. Steve, you always say takeout. You must be that terrible of a cook. Maybe you need to take cooking lessons. I love to cook, and that's what I prefer to do, and it's way cheaper. Well, good on you. Yeah. I enjoy eating out. I enjoy someone else making me my food. And, yes, I am a terrible cook.
Are you not going to put up your recipe for African chicken for everybody to try for Valentine's
Day? No, my wife will bring that up, I think, till the day I die. The first time I ever try to make her something. She even brought up after the sliders. She's like, you know, these sliders were good compared to the last time you tried to cook a meal, which was African chicken.
What are the
I went to a recipe book and it said chicken and had peanut butter. I'm like, I like both of those things. At the time, we were both not plant-based weirdos.
Oh my God.
I didn't really pay attention and follow the directions to a T. I just kind of threw it in like a crock pot and slabbed some peanut butter on the chicken and figured I'll figure it out.
Oh my gosh. At least give the dish a test run, you know, like a few days before.
It's that kind
make
of
sure it's good.
What do I like? The texture who can cook? No. That's why we get takeout all the time.
Yes. Well, yeah, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and my son Barrett was getting ready for the big day yesterday. He was doing so in a rather out there way that is so Barrett. You're going to hear what he did at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and children all over are putting together Valentines for their classmates.
For years, we've never cared about Valentine's Day, but now all of a sudden, Tatum's old enough to, like, know what it's all about. We're getting a little caught up in it, my wife and I.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And this is what we were doing yesterday at our house. We were putting together Barrett's Valentine's for his class party tomorrow, and I did grab a little audio.
It's for all the ladies that he seems to be,
oh, gosh,
that are swooning over Barrett.
What are you working on?
This is dump truck, this is crane, this is excavator.
And what is this one?
Okay, first of all, I know one day he's not going to have that voice. I wish I could, like, bottle it because, or like, some cartoon needs to have a character with that voice because it just brings such joy to my, like, ears. Like,
it's great.
He's like, it just sounds like a cartoon character.
He totally does. It's so great.
Cement mixer, which I already told you.
Oh, okay. So there's cement mixer, dump truck, excavator, and crane.
Yeah.
And who are these for?
My class.
Whee! Your class?
Ouch, 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 ouch.
Okay, what the hell is happening?
What?
We found Valentines that are construction themed that come with a little truck. So you like basically use like a twist tie to fasten a little mini toy truck, construction truck, to each and every Valentine.
That's Tatum's Valentine's cards are narwhals with a hole, and then you put a lollipop in it so that the unicorn horn of the narwhal is, it's pretty freaking cool.
I want one of those.
I was getting one, but I think I already got mine taken from me to give to another kid.
Oh.
I was like, you're repurposing the one that you had for your father? Yes, Daddy.
And why does your class get these? What are you going to give to them with these construction trucks?
Construction vehicles.
But yeah, but what are they on?
I love that he's correcting you. He's like, Mom, why are you so stupid?
But yeah, but what are they on? What are these? What do you call these?
Valentine's.
Valentine's cards for your whole class?
What about me?
What about my needs, Mom?
I love him.
What am I getting? Come on, Mom. What am I getting?
I think you might get Valentine's from your classmates, too. That's pretty special. Are you going to write your name on every single one of these?
Yeah.
How do you spell your name?
B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
That is right.
Nailed it.
Are you guys having a party?
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So he wrote the names. I twisted all the little trucks on there. And then I had this moment of panic when we get our teacher email every week from Barrett's teacher. She's always reminding the parents not to send toys from home to class. And now I'm sending 22 tiny toys to the class tomorrow.
You might get an email.
I'm worried, Steve. I'm very nervous. I may have made a very big mistake.
So Tana was doing all of her cards. And she's like, Daddy, can you write my name for me? And I'm like, I don't know if that's the right way to go. I don't think that's how you do this. Like, so then finally she convinced me. I wrote one, and my wife's like, how is it that your handwriting is worse than our 5-year-old daughter's already?
Oh, no. It takes a village. It really does. We have a story of a man from Florida doing Florida man type things, this time involving a lawnmower. And we're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Måneskin.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us, and are you getting all romantical for Valentine's Day?
Your mic's not working.
As romantic as I get, sure. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably, you know, throw a burger down her throat or something.
Oh, man. Oozing romance.
So that's what I need to do tomorrow night with my wife.
Yeah.
Throw Ryan's burger down her throat.
Look, my wife and I have been together since 1996. There is no romance left in this relationship.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, Ryan.
That's what you have to look forward to, Sarah.
Yay.
If you make it that long, seeing as you're already 50.
Oh,
are you saying I'm going to die before then?
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say her marriage won't last, but you're right. It's an age factor.
Totally.
I don't like either
George,
of these options.
George's going to be a widow.
You're not going to get a lot more years out of your life, so you better get some more life out of those years.
I'll work on it.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and hopefully third time is a charm for our friends in Soundgarden. They were just nominated once again for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is the third time they've been nominated. They haven't gotten in yet, which I think is just a total travesty. Like, how do you not put that band in the Hall of Fame?
Totally agree.
Bunch of other Bad Company, first time they've ever been nominated.
Which is
Black
insane.
Right, Black Crowes?
Yeah.
I feel like they're a first ballot, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Outkast, Fish, bunch of other artists as well.
Fish, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait to not watch that.
You and me both. Cops in Florida are looking for a guy who destroyed multiple mailboxes with a riding lawnmower this past Friday. He ended up crashing into one of them so hard that he flipped over the mower. They don't know if this was something he was doing on purpose or if he was under the influence of something.
I'm guessing he was drunk.
And how fast does that thing go?
Not very fast.
I would think.
These are some witnesses and neighbors talking about the crash.
Florida man episode 2860.
He should be arrested and thrown in jail for driving while intoxicated on a lawnmower.
Absolutely disgusting, but it's so funny. I can watch it 100 times.
She said this is probably going to be the most Floridian experience you've ever experienced.
I hope you at least paid for these mailboxes to be fixed.
Be a man and turn yourself in.
Yeah, be a man and turn yourself in.
Even Forrest Gump can run a riding mower, for the record.
Yes.
But he wasn't drunk.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of. That's a very good point. At least they didn't include that in the movie. I need to get my hands on some of these fortune cookies. I don't know if you heard about this accident that happened where there was a Vietnamese spa in Australia. They ordered some fortune cookies to give to their patrons. Unfortunately, it got the place that made the cookies, apparently they make dirty cookies as well, like with bad words and stuff.
Misfortune cookies.
Yeah. And they sent those to them when they weren't supposed to. So it was a bunch of stuff that's like profanity, insults, and things along those lines. So I don't know about you guys, but I was wondering, what did they say? One of them said, "You're capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day, so it won't be that great. Sorry."
Wow.
Another one. Now, this one was dirty. It says, "The year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon." And then it ended with this saying that their spouse only married you for your money, you ugly C word.
Oh, that stinks.
Your winning numbers are 69-69.
Have a great day in bed. Hey, the company did apologize for it, saying we will avoid using swear words in the future custom orders.
Oh, man.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 43, not 53. That's shorts weather.
Nice.
Yeah, toasty.
That's tank top weather. It's going to be clear out today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.